I have been meditating quite a bit on the word of, that we were sharing yesterday. And we were reading out of Matthew 22. And I believe it was a lawyer that came to him in that particular instance. And it says that he came to tempt him. Hallelujah. But there are several different thoughts concerning the this particular encounter that Jesus had. So the man came to him, this is Matthew
22:36.
And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thine heart, with all of thy soul, and with all of thy mind. If you would turn over into Luke chapter 10. The rendition or the story in Matthew asked the question, what is the great commandment in the law? But in Luke chapter 10, verse 25, we have a different account of it. And it's not that one account is right and one account is wrong. It is like the pieces of a puzzle, like a jigsaw puzzle. When you get one piece, it has different shapes and sizes in the whole puzzle to make one picture. But in order to make the picture that the puzzle is representing, you have to have all of the pieces. Now, Mark could have very well have been a first-hand witness of this event. Matthew. Whereas Luke, when he was writing, he was getting testimony from different individuals. Not only was he getting testimonies, but as a I believe that there was a spiritual insight that was being given to him as he was writing down the testimonies of the people who were talking to him. And so when we read Luke, And we are talking about this lawyer that was asking the question. We begin to understand the intent of the man and the query that he was making of Jesus concerning eternity. So whereas he said the account of what he said in Matthew 23, he was asking, what is the great commandment of the law? But when Luke is writing it down, we find out that what he was really asking is, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Hallelujah.
ወደዱ አላይም የምትሰሙትን እንደተመወደዱ አልሰሙም ካለ በኋላ እነሆ አንድ ህግ አዋቂ ሊፈተነው ተነስቶ መምህር ሆይ የዘላለም ህይወትን እንድወርስ ምን ላድርግ
So it really goes out of the realm of a generality or a question of generalities. And becomes a question concerning specifics. And of course, the specific of it is that what is it that one must do in order to receive the benefit of eternity? Hallelujah. Now the church tells us that we have to be born again. That we have to be water baptized. And all of that is true, but it really does not go far enough. We believe that if we fulfill the obligation of acceptance of Jesus Christ and are water baptized, then we have a ticket into heaven. Hallelujah.
ልክ መጓጃውን መንገድ ከፈለ እንደዛ ጥያቄ ነገታ ያደረገልን ነገር
and that doctrine would be a good doctrine if it was biblical.
ልክ ነው መጽሐፍ ቅዱሳዊም ነው.
Hallelujah.
መወለድ ያስፈልጋል መጠመቅ ያስፈልጋል ብለው ያስተምሩን ነው በቂ ብቻ አይደለም.
So but what the Bible tells us is that we have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Bring me that scripture, will you? Now, work out means that we have to participate in something. Hallelujah. In order to meet the requirements that are put upon us by religion to have this position of eternal security, eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us look at that one for a minute. Philippians. Philippians 2,
chapter 2, verse 12.
I have to find Philippians. Chapter 2, verse
12.
Hallelujah. It says, Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and with trembling. It doesn't say we, it says your own. It's individually specific. So when we come to Jesus Christ, God confronts us with His position of redemption. And we accept the blood, and we have the forgiveness of God, and God has basically done the first step in the aspect of what is His responsibility. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, from that point on, the responsibility of our salvation is basically upon our shoulders. Now, we are not talking about good works, helping the poor, feeding the hungry, even in the aspect of evangelization. All of those things are important aspects of our position, and they will demonstrate to some degree our relationship with God. But when the Bible is talking about my own salvation, that is talking about my start and the aspect of my walking in it and through it, and coming, as it were, to a position of finishing it. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that I have to do it in fear and trembling. That means that I have to have some understanding concerning my fragility and the potential that exists of me not accomplishing what needs to be done. Hallelujah. And when the Bible talks about the salvation of man, He's not just talking about a person who has become born again. He is talking about the responsibility that is now on that man concerning the totality of what it is that God wants to do with him. Hallelujah. Now, it is not as though God just sits back in His chair and watches us stumble and trip and fall around. But the Bible says that if I draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to me. So, my responsibility is what? I must initiate. I must start the action. Hallelujah. You know, when the Lord called me to the ministry, the word that He gave me was, open your mouth and I will fill it. My nature is so contrary to this forum. I would rather sit where you are and let somebody else do the speaking. And in respect to that, I never have had the ability to sit down and plan a message. Hallelujah. So now if God says to me, open your mouth and I will fill it, and I have nothing in my brain concerning what to share with you, hallelujah, now I can sit in my chair because I have nothing, but I have a specific instruction from God, but I have to believe that it was God, because if I don't, if it wasn't God, I'm going to get up and I'm going to open my mouth and I'm going to go, ah. And that's serious. And that is a very good probability of what would happen if it was not the Word of God. So I have to get up. I have to open my mouth, and God begins to move. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is, in some little respect of me, the getting up and believing God and moving as though I had a whole planned sermon. With all of my notes, and all of my scriptures already written down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I have the responsibility of understanding the requirement that is on me concerning my salvation. Hallelujah. Now, God's responsibility is that He has to get my attention at when I'm out there in sin. It is God's responsibility to confront me in my sin. I'm on the road to hell, and I'm thinking I'm having fun doing it. And somewhere along the line, I have no cognizance of God in my consciousness. Hallelujah. And in that condition, it would be impossible for me to draw nigh to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God has a responsibility to confront me. Now, when God made man, He gave man an endowment. And that endowment is a spiritual essence that is put within man that has programmed within it a need for God. Hallelujah. And when God finally, in some manner or some fashion, is able to confront me, it activates that program and it makes me understand or realize the jeopardy I am in as far as hell is concerned. Hallelujah. But even in that position of conviction, I have the right to choose.
በተለይ እግዚአብሔር ወቅሶን ስንወስንና ስንል
ሃሌሉያ
ወደ ትክክለኛው ምርጫና ፈቃድ ውስጥ እንድንገባ
I have the right to say no. I can look at God. I can look at the world. And I can choose the world above God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if I choose God, then in my choosing of God, God brings the life of His being inside of me. Hallelujah. And I can now see things from a different perspective. Hallelujah. And if I continue in sin, and I continue in my bad behavior and bad thinking, I now have a conscious conviction of my wrongness. Hallelujah. And that conscious conviction is the power of God to bring me yet into a further position of repentance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am born again. I am now a child of God, but I'm still in trouble. I'm still up to my neck in sin. Hallelujah. But that sin is no longer fun. It no longer gives me the satisfaction or the impetus to do more sins. And the more sin I do, the more miserable I am. Hallelujah. So the life of God inside of me begins to cry out to the Father and begins to say, Father, intercede and deliver this poor man from this miserable state of life, hallelujah, and sin. Hallelujah. And God begins to move again to confront me, but in His confrontation with me, He begins to minister to me the necessity of me to be baptized in water and baptized in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they are two separate events. They can happen simultaneously. You can be down in the water and you can be coming up speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Or you can be like those men that one of the apostles was ministering to. Hallelujah. As they were ministering, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. And they begin to speak in other tongues and to prophesy. Hallelujah. And they were Gentiles on top of all of that. Jews ministering to Gentiles. Hallelujah. And what did they do? They took them down to the water and they baptized them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's important to know, because they were asked the question, unto what baptism were you baptized with? And they said, we were baptized unto the baptism of John. And the apostles told them, basically, you need to be baptized again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to go back to the thought of working out my salvation. I have to begin to understand, I understand the mechanics, the tools that God has put at my disposal for my salvation. Hallelujah.
The
first tool was the right to choose God. When I say the tools, the right to choose, I'm talking about the power, a power to become like God. Hallelujah. But I have to choose it. It cannot just be given to me as though somebody gives me an endowment, a gift, something that does not cost me anything. Hallelujah. 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 So I have to choose to be righteous. And that has a cost to it. I have friends who are not righteous. There are certain things that I am doing that are not righteous. And I have to begin to cut off those things. I have to say no. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To think that I can have my position and the guarantee of heaven eternity, and that it would be compatible with the world. Hallelujah. Is total misconception of the biblical principle of God. Hallelujah. Romans, the 6th chapter, says, shall we that are born here, let's turn to it. Romans, the 6th chapter, it says, the first verse, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? And the response is, God forbid. How shall we live? How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Hallelujah. So, so the responsibility of God after the point of my acceptance, hallelujah. All right, let me back up just a minute. God's responsibility was to confront me. And by the way, that is John chapter 1, and I believe it is verse, yes, verse 9, talking about Jesus Christ, and that he was the true light which lighteth every man that comes into the world. Hallelujah. So, God confronts me, and I have to respond. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I respond, God moves again. He brings the life into my being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And not only does He bring the light into my being, but He begins to bring me the knowledge of the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the knowledge of the Word of God begins to reveal the pathway on which I must walk. Hallelujah. John chapter 3, he's talking about Nicodemus, who came to Jesus by night, and he was inquiring of Jesus as to his position. Just exactly, who are you? Hallelujah. He did not want to come right out and say it, but he was kind of beating around the bush. Hallelujah. But Jesus discerned the man's thoughts and knew the reality of what it was he was saying. And he says in verse 3, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Hallelujah. So what Jesus was really saying to Nicodemus, he is saying to me, you would not understand my position or where I am coming from. Because though you say you see, you are blind. Hallelujah. So he's telling the man, if he wants a cure for his blindness, he must come to the realization that he is being confronted with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you really cannot tell me that at that moment Nicodemus began to get an understanding of his position of jeopardy. Hallelujah. And Jesus further went on to say, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Hallelujah. So, we have a man who was born again, and yet that man, according to the scripture, is not yet in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. There is yet a further act of obedience that is being asked of the man to respond and to do. Hallelujah. So the verses here are consistent with the thought of the lawyer that he was asking Jesus there in the beginning.
Huh?
Hallelujah. He said, what must one do in order to enter into the eternal position of life? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us go back over there. Praise God. That was in chapter 10 of Luke. He said, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, he did not ask the Lord, what must God do in order for me to have eternal life? He said, what must I do? And again, this is consistent with Matthew, where the lawyer was saying that what is the first and great commandment?
Huh?
Hallelujah. If it is a commandment, it means it is a order for those who are being commanded to do. Hallelujah. Now back here in Matthew, Jesus, when he answered,
Matthew 22:37,
Jesus said three things. Hallelujah. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Now, first and foremost, we have to understand that word of love, that word love, it is from a Greek word that is pronounced agape. Hallelujah. And agape love is a love that is measured or discerned by sacrifice. The greater the sacrifice, the more the sacrifice, the greater the love. Hallelujah. And so when the Bible talks about the heart of man, I can't draw it for you, but I can try to explain it. We have what the Bible calls a soul. That is the essence of our being. That soul is comprised of four component parts. It's not a physical thing. You can't take an x-ray and see your soul. But it is something that nevertheless is very real and pertinent, and you and I can be very much aware of it. The four parts of those four components are your mind. Hallelujah. They are your desires. They are your emotions. Hallelujah. And they are your will. Hallelujah. And when the Bible talks about the heart of man, he's talking about the mind, the emotions, and the desires working together to manifest through the will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when it talks about the heart, he's talking about this coalition of activity between these three components that are trying to come into agreement to motivate the will to move the body. Hallelujah. 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 It's quite simple to understand. The eye sees a bright, shiny, new red car. And that message is ministered to your desires. You see it, and you see the nice, shiny paint job. It's got those custom wheels on it. It's got all the nice upholstery in it. Upholstery, seats, leather bucket seats. Hallelujah. And depending on whether you're a man or a woman, it will depend on the type of car that excites you. Hallelujah. So your mind begins to talk to the other components. You really need that car. That car would be very essential in your life, in your living. And your emotions begins to listen, and they start getting excited, and the mind says to you, well, you can work it out, you can do this and you can do that, and it is a possibility that it's within your grasp. And your emotions begin to go, yeah, let's get together on this thing. Hallelujah. Let's move. You know, it's possible. Let's do it. And get jumping up and down. Hallelujah. And the next thing you know, you're sitting in the seat of that car, driving down the road. You can't afford it, but you're in trouble. Hallelujah. 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 So these components are the components of the heart of man. So when the Bible says that we are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, hallelujah, with all of our soul, it means every compartment, every aspect of that soul must be focused on one thing. And that one thing is knowing God. Hallelujah. Now, if you do not believe that you can know God, then you have not spent too much time in your Bible. Hallelujah. From Genesis to Revelation, God is always talking with man, and man is always talking to God. And some men have talked to God face to face or mouth to mouth. Hallelujah. Some portions of humanity have sat down to lunch with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you remember the story of Abraham? When God came down to visit Abraham, what did he do? He sat down to lunch with the man. And then he began to discuss with Abraham God's business. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says that we are to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts. But there's another factor that has to be employed. Hallelujah. There's another factor that has to be employed. Hallelujah. And it is not going to be something that is easy, breezy. Like sliding down a water slide. Winding up into a nice pool of water. Hallelujah. Because in Luke, he says the same thing. And he says,
Luke 10,
verse 27, thou shalt agape the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, and all of thy strength. Hallelujah. Now, if it wasn't going to require an effort, there would be no need for strength. So I have the responsibility. I am talking about working out my salvation. And the ministry that God has given me is not standing up in front of people telling them about God. The ministry that I have, that has been bequeathed to me by the hand of God, is bringing to the manifestation of the environment I am, of the reality of the God that is in me. Hallelujah. And what it is I am willing to do, hallelujah, in order to that manifestation might be pure and true. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says if a man slaps you on the cheek, he is telling you it's not just metaphysical or some high spiritual thought or concept. But salvation of the soul works in the lower elements of humanity and must be demonstrated in that environment that other people might be able to see. Hallelujah. There was a teacher who once said to me that righteousness must not only be righteous, but righteousness must be visible and seen. Hallelujah. So the Bible says to us, if a man slap you on the cheek, you are to turn the other cheek. Hallelujah. Not in the obligation of the fact of what the scripture says, but the obligation of the salvation that is in you might be manifested to the man that is slapping you. And by the act of your humility and your submission to the confrontation, that man may not express it, but he will know he has been confronted by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And believe you me, brethren, that takes strength. Of holding your soul in a place of submission and humility, and especially if it's done in the midst of people who are watching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says, love, it says, with all of thy strength, and with all of thy mind. Hallelujah. So the mind is the command center. It is the mind that has the power and the authority not to rebuke the man in the natural, but to bring the revelation of God inside of humanity. Hallelujah. That the man might be convicted, and that there might be a witness to that conviction in the crowd that is watching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, dear brethren, it's not a matter of just going to church, reading your Bible occasionally, doing some of the things that religious people do, but it is a job that has to be done on the continuum. And when Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, and he said, we are changed from what? Glory to glory. He is talking about the development of God in you. Hallelujah. And one glory is the revelation of nature and the nature of God in you. And as that nature continues to expand, it takes us to another glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, brethren, let us understand the place that we are in and the calling and the election that is upon our lives. God bless you.
Si orde katara, so unquan dia, ayat yang mana pernah?
ማለት እግዚአብሔርን ክብር በበለጠ መገናኘት እንደሚቻል ክብር ለጌታዬ እሱን ይወት ደግሞ ለመኖር የግድ ደስ የግድ በህይወታችን ያገኘነው ምርጫ ይዞ በፍጹም ልብ በፍጹምነት በፍጹም ኃይል በመውደድ መኖር ዋጋ ሊያስከፍል ቢችልም ዋጋ ከፍሎ መኖር ትልቅ ነው።